Although last month we argued that electoral politics have not proven to be a legitimate vehicle of democracy, it is still important to monitor the bureaucratic expansion of the police state in our local communities. During this week's elections, there are a number of propositions in local city candidates that could heighten policing and surveillance. No matter if we vote or not, it would be important to watch out for the furthering of laws and politicians that make it more and more difficult to live outside the prison industrial complex. The prison industrial complex, as defined by Critical Resistance, is a term we use to describe the overlapping interests of government and industry that use surveillance, policing, and imprisonment as solutions to economic, social, and political problems. In a report by Californians United for a Better Budget, we find that we have built 20 prisons in 30 years, imprisoning more people than all but 10 countries in deplorable conditions with the highest recidivism rate in the country. There are opportunities to lead California down a radically different path. Education, meaningful work, healthy food, well-kept housing, and mental and medical health care are the bedrock of thriving communities. Three propositions in this week's elections deal directly with policing.
Three propositions in this week's elections deal directly with policing. The first is Proposition 34, Death Penalty Repeal. This proposition seeks to eliminate the death penalty in California. If passed, it will repeal the death penalty as the maximum punishment for people found guilty of murder and replace it with life in prison, without the possibility of parole. A yes vote will retroactively work to convert the sentences of current death row inmates to life in prison, without the possibility of parole. It would require persons found guilty of murder to work while in prison, with their wages applied to any victim restitution fine or orders against them. The complicated part here is that if this passes, the folks on death row will no longer be able to appeal and try to get parole. The second is Proposition 35, called Human Trafficking Sex Offender. This increases criminal penalties for human trafficking, including prison sentences up to 15 years to life and fines up to $1,500,000. Fines collected to be used for victim services and law enforcement. It requires persons convicted of trafficking to register as sex offenders. It also requires sex offenders to provide information regarding their internet access and identities they use on online activities. It also prohibits evidence that victims engage in sexual conduct from being used against them in court. In an analysis by Black Women for Wellness, they state that they fully understand the devastating impact that human trafficking has on our families and our communities. However, Proposition 35 is not the answer. This measure seeks to increase sentences for human traffickers and sex offenders. However, because of the broad definitions of this law, many young Black and brown women and men are at risk for unnecessarily being targeted. How? Because of the loose definitions of trafficking under this proposition, an 18-year-old who takes his or her partner out for dinner and a movie and then engages in sex could be seen as a trafficker. In addition, it could punish anyone who associates with minor sex workers, even if their only intent was to buy him or her food or give he or she a ride to the store. Yes, the odds of this seem rare, but knowing many communities of color's relationship with law enforcement, it's not much of a reach to imagine a Californian in which this could happen, if Prop 35 passes. Furthermore, this law punishes all people prosecuted as sex offenders to have their internet usage monitored for life. Yes, this even includes the 18-year-old we mentioned above. Prop 36, Three Strikes Reform Act. Prop 36 would revise California's Three Strikes Law, which was enacted by voters in 1994 under Proposition 184. Here's how the current law works. Two strikes. If a person has ever been convicted of a serious or violent crime, then any new felony conviction, regardless of type, automatically doubles the sentence, a 16-year sentence instead of 8 years. Three strikes. If a person has two or more serious or violent felonies on record, then a third felony conviction would automatically lead to a sentence of life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. Prop 36 would essentially shorten the sentences for the third strike offenders if the crime is not serious or violent. So under the new rule, if a person has two or more serious or violent felonies on record, then sentencing for the third strike would depend on the nature of the crime. If the third strike is a serious or violent crime, then the person will still receive life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. If the third strike is a certain drug, sex, or gun-related crime, then the person will still receive life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. If the third strike is a non-serious or non-violent crime, then the person will receive twice the normal sentence, just like a second striker. In addition, anyone with even a single conviction involving rape, murder, child molestation, and other particularly heinous crimes will face a stiffer punishment, even if the third strike is relatively minor. Prop 36 would also name third strikers already facing life in prison to apply for a reduced sentence using the new rules. Resentenced inmates would still be required to serve twice the usual term for their most recent offense.
In the local Oakland elections, we focused on the issue of gang injunctions. Gang injunctions, another strategy used by law enforcement to further police communities of color, have been and are being pushed in North Oakland and Fruitvale. These are Districts 1 and 5, respectively. In the Fruitvale area, or District 5, candidate Don McMahon is the only candidate that does not support the injunctions or increase policing for the city. In District 1, or North Oakland, all candidates support more policing, although Kalb, Raphael, McLeahy, Limley, and Raya say that they do not support gang injunctions. The at-large candidate, Teresa Anderson Downs, is the only candidate that does not support both gang injunctions or increased policing. She is quoted as saying, "It doesn't make sense to keep putting money back into the OPD if we're closing schools." A civil gang injunction is a court order against a person or group suspected of being involved in a gang who are living or hanging out in an area named as a safety zone. The North Oakland injunction, currently in effect with no court review or end date set, was imposed in 2010 against 15 individuals. The city filed another injunction against 42 people in the Fruitvale. Before it was legally in place on October 2011, the people named and their families had been harassed by police, had their homes raided, and even imprisoned for violating the injunction. Due to increased gentrification and police harassment, no one named in the North Oakland injunction lives in the zone anymore. This information was gathered from the Injunction and Election 2012 guide prepared by the Chicana Moratorium Coalition. Anybody interested in dismantling the prison industrial complex and concerned about increased policing should be aware of what new laws are coming down the bureaucratic pipeline. Whether we vote or not, these laws can make things more difficult for communities that are constantly targeted by law enforcement and profiled. It is also vital for folks involved in direct action work, which is becoming more and more precarious due to the intense surveillance of organized communities. Our strategies and efforts can be impacted by the increased ammunition of courts and police these laws provide. As one of our Zapatista comrades always says, it is imperative to constantly monitor the hegemony. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too. Express yourself. Express yourself.
us. Brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. I'm